This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The restrictions we all now live with, limiting the liquids allowed on planes, came out of a 2006 terrorism case at London's Heathrow Airport. British and American officials said it was potentially the most devastating attack since September 11th. They said eight men planned to detonate soft drink bottles filled with explosives on flights from London to North America. It led to one of the most complex terrorism trials in British history, which ended yesterday in verdicts that didn't please the prosecution. NPR's Rob Gifford joins us from London. Good morning.
Morning, Renee.
Break down for us what those verdicts were. I mean, three of the defendants were actually convicted.
That's right. Three of the eight men on trial were found guilty of conspiracy to murder, but the jury could not reach a verdict on four of the other men. One man was acquitted completely, and in fact, even the three who were convicted of conspiracy to murder, the jury could not reach a conclusion on whether they had actually planned to blow up airliners taking off from Heathrow Airport in the summer of 2006. So what happened was the prosecution presented evidence of bomb making within the apartment of one of the men on trial. And clearly the jury were convinced that three of these men were planning to do something, but they could not come to an agreement that they were actually planning to blow up the airliners.
And the conspiracy to blow up passenger jets, big airliners, was by far the most serious charge.
That's right. And the problem seems to have been for the jury that the defense took the line that these men, they admitted that they were planning a sort of stunt at Heathrow Airport. They were going to set off some kind of minor explosions as a protest, they said, against British and American policy in Iraq, Afghanistan, and the Middle East. They said they were not going to blow up airliners, and in fact, they hadn't yet bought tickets on any airplanes going to North America, to the United States or Canada. They had not got their clean passports yet. All their passports had stamps from Pakistan. They'd been traveling to Pakistan in the years leading up to this. And in addition to this, the prosecution did not present any evidence of a link to Al-Qaeda in Pakistan. So all of this added to the doubts in the jury's minds that these men were actually about to launch attacks on airliners flying to the United States.
So how is the British government reacting to what is really for them a disappointment?
Well, it is a huge disappointment. I mean, they've put on a brave face. They did get three convictions of conspiracy to murder. But frankly speaking, intelligence officials here are completely dismayed by this verdict. And really, it has highlighted some of the problems in complex cases like this. The arrests were triggered in August of 2006 by an arrest in Pakistan. A lot of intelligence officials were reluctant to swoop when they did, simply because they weren't sure they had enough evidence to convict all these men. They weren't sure the plot was far enough along. And indeed, that has proved the case because the jury has come back and has not convicted the men of conspiracy to blow up airplanes.
What now?
Well, the prosecution says that it might apply for a retrial on the charges of conspiracy to blow up airliners. It may attempt to get another trial on those charges. And in addition, in coming months, some of the other men arrested in August of 2006, there were two dozen men arrested at that time, they are going to be coming to trial here in London.
NPR's Rob Gifford speaking to us from London. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Renee.